Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. I sent some messages yesterday. And today I was reflecting over too many things in my life. And something, it came in my heart. We hear the message, we go, we come back, we go. And some of us hear the message, we learn, we believe, but the message never enhance our life. The message do not enhance our habits. The message supposed to make us more quality, more want, more desire to be. We always initiate goodness. I want to develop my credit between me and Allah. I feel responsible. I carry the message in my heart and my thought. I try to live it in every environment. I try to spread the message whatever I can. And subhanAllah, I see people come, people go, people come, people go. And even the Ummah, Ummah is divided, division increasing. Why? Why all of the above? Nafs is high, ego is high, arrogance is high, above even your own goodness. Imagine, I'm going in a very choking time in my life. I love people for Allah, I want them to be good. If I advise, they get upset. And they do not listen. They do not listen. And they do not follow. And they do not see, they not aware. I care for them than they care for themselves. And if I give advice, they get upset. If I be quiet, I see their mistake. I do not know what to do. I go back, try to correct and try to show them the mistake. Again, they get upset. All of a sudden, I realize we acting like a children, but bread, children bread. I remember when the incidents between Turkey and America and many another incidents happened, I was listening to Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He said something so beautiful, which it has to be. He know who did it, they have the evidence, but the bounty and the benefit of society and nation, it has to be above the feeling and I did it, why you tell me, I tell you. And I said, subhanAllah, do we behave this way? Do we put the message above? Do we put our unity above? Do we put even our own goodness for ourselves and family above? No. We get rebellious. We get emotion. We're ready to destroy everything. We're ready even to destroy ourselves and our family. And we allow ourselves to be the slipper of shaitan and our nafs. For what? What are you going to gain? If we call ourselves adult, I'm talking to you from my heart, your heart, hopefully. How many times I work in a company or in a job, I hate the manager. Did I quit? No. Did I argue with him? No. Do I show any even upsetness? No, I can. He will fire me. He will fire me. I have to swallow it. I have to swallow his bad manner. It happened with a manager. It happened with even member of the family. It happened with neighbors. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times I disbehave and I become a bad boy or a bad girl and Allah has compassion and patience with me? Why we cannot be humble in humility and think about the consequences of our action? Can I still be acting like a child? Somebody take a sandwich from me and I get upset and beat him up and that's it? Or are we supposed to be now in a mature level and we think about the consequences of our action? What about even brotherhood and sisterhood, which is higher relationship? Do we value it? Do we value the elder and we listen and obey? Do we stand up for the truth instead of emotion, has no base, except destruction? Are we really adult? Are we really a thinker? I was talking to one sister now about a topic one scholar opened it long time ago. He said, the Ummah fail dialogue. We have no dialogue. We do not know how to dialogue. We live in individuality with a lot of ego and arrogance. We forget how to dialogue between each other, which one of the basic element of successful nation. And dialogue meaning we talk to achieve the benefit for each other and benefit of other. We dialogue to gain knowledge. We dialogue to correct the path. We dialogue to correct ourselves. We dialogue to correct mistake. I'm choking, my brother and sister in Islam, when I see us, we're repeating the mistake over and over again, and we are full of ego and arrogance. We refuse to make a U-turn. We refuse to reflect what's going on. We refuse to humble ourselves and have any healthy dialogue and follow up with. The knowledge can come to benefit me. I see people really, they are running after the destruction of themselves and the family and their own children. For what? Ego and arrogance. That's it. Where's all the benefit? It's gone. Why? Where it coming from? Do you remember? Ego and arrogance, one of the worst quality Allah hate most. One of the most quality shaitan love most. It will destroy you, dunya and akhirah. Are we ready for dialogue? Are we ready to solve? Are we ready to grow? Are we ready to be responsible? Are we ready to be real? Are we ready to meet Allah and said, I tried my best. I correct my mistake. You tell me, can we behave that in a job? Can we? Why? Why we behave so professionally in the job? And we do not behave the same quality or even 10% between each other. I discovered it almost 20 years ago because we are a coward. We are a kafir. We are a mushrik. We fear the manager. We fear the job. We fear the paycheck. This is why we take all the mischief from the manager. We work like a dog. And once we come to our personal life, now we want to take all this cloth of the obedience to the manager, and now we become a lion against each other. We become rebellious. Imagine, for sabilillah we are rebellious. For goodness sake we are rebellious. For the benefit of me and my family we are rebellious. For the benefit of mankind we are rebellious. And be a coward acting like a dog for my manager is acceptable, is advisable, is maturity. And between each other, we grow our nails and we start scratching each other. For what? Only for one thing, to destroy ourselves, destroy our future, destroy our family, destroy our kids, destroy the future of the Ummah. I said it long time ago and I keep saying it. We are the ultimate enemy of Islam today on earth, is us. We refuse to follow up. We refuse to be. And this is why You find today in the Ummah division after division. I met a lot of people. They tell me, I love you for Allah, but do not listen. I love you for Allah, but no obedience. Yesterday, I was lucky, super lucky. I saw this man. He's a big sheikh, one of the most respected sheikh in my life now, living. His name is Muhammad Al-Hassan Ibn Al-Dadu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, with barakah in him, protect him. And yesterday I saw something amazing. He traveled somewhere, I don't know where. You know what he did? He traveled to meet an old man. You know who is this old man? He was the personal take care of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 35 years. 35 years he was sitting next to the grave of Rasulullah as a guard. And when he met him, he tell him knowledge completely out of our mind. And he said the location of Rasulullah inside, exactly, the location of Abu Bakr radiallahu, the location of Umar. And it's different than what we believe today. And he gave me another piece of knowledge. What is the point? Look at the learned people. They keep seeking knowledge. They keep updating their knowledge. Is nothing wrong to be wrong. Is nothing wrong to make mistake. But my father always said to me, the man make mistake. But the coward repeat his mistake. Listen to me carefully. He's a coward. Repeat his mistake over and over again, put his tail between his leg because he's so arrogant and ego, and he refused to say, I made a mistake and correct. My dear brother, sister in Islam, I bear witness what I'm sharing with you under my responsibility. Are we seeking knowledge? Are we trying to update our knowledge? Are we trying to update our life? Are we try to correct our mistake? Do we try to generate an open, healthy dialect to grow? Or, exactly like a coward animal, our tail between our leg, we acting like children, we refuse to grow, we get upset when somebody try to correct us, and most of all, we scratch those who are good to us. We scratch the relationship big time and we acting like they are our enemy. Imagine I see it today. Exactly what Rasulullah said. The person who running after your goodness, you're running away from him. And your shaitan, you tell him, come on, buddy, buddy. Instead of be united for goodness sake, look what we're doing. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today I'm alive, tomorrow I'm dead. This is my responsibility. Where's the dialogue? Where's the humble and humility? Where's the growing? Where's the sense of responsibility? Where's unity? Where's the real love? Where's real caring? Where's correcting the mistake? Where's be a man or a woman? Where? Where to be standing in the front of Allah and said, oh Allah, I did my utmost. What you initiate, what you're trying to do, how many things you correct in your life by yourself, how many mistakes you repeat it over and over again, and you are so arrogant you refuse to correct. My dear brother and sister in Islam, dhikrullah, read Quran, reflect, be honest to Allah. All of us need real tawbah and ghusl. And beg Allah to open for us before it's too late. Because one day, all this opening will not be there. Remember Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah what he said. The door of goodness is not forever. One day will be closed. Either by death, by illness or by the door will be closed by changing the heart and Allah will not give you tawfiq anymore. May Allah save me from myself. May Allah save me from my shaitan. May Allah save me from my disease of my heart. May Allah open for me to be Abdullah with humble and humility and be for Allah real, not fake. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And my dear brother and sister in Islam, I share with you the most dangerous verses of Quran. Read it, reflect, and said, where am I from all these verses? And you can also read the constitution of happiness in Quran, is the verses too. If you ask me today, we are too far, I am too far from living all these messages. My advice to me first and to you, let's make tawbah. Real tawbah to Allah. Humble ourselves to Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for us before it's too late. I see all these messages and little by little, only a few people reflect and send me messages. Only a few. Imagine, only a few. And the rest, Allah know if they listen or not, if they reflect or not, is not a good sign. But I'm doing it only for Allah, not for anybody else. May Allah benefit me of what I say. May Allah make all this knowledge witness to me, not against me. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and do. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.